So what happened is here I am about to be baptized in public, fully clothed, you know, good old Pentecostals, hallelujah, fully clothed into the Jordan. And there was this big line of soldiers sitting up on like a fence or something, all watching us. You know, it makes you feel real confident, right? It's not like your brothers and sisters are watching you and rooting for you. They will go, you know, plenty of serious mocking going on. But nevertheless, you wade into the water, which, as we've already said, was pretty chilly. And then when I got baptized, I came up prophesying. I came up prophesying, and I prophesied over all those people who were laughing at, and they weren't laughing anymore. Hallelujah. They were not laughing anymore. So I want to say this, that you need to allow God to deal with all of your fears, your shortcomings, your self-consciousness. People who can't speak in public are self-conscious, and we've got to be Christ-conscious. So why don't you get baptized and baptize your rotten, lousy self and leave it under the water? Hallelujah. So when you come up, you're going to come up in a new boldness, a new life, a new energy, a new fervor. Can you say amen?
Great. That's good stuff. Can someone turn these lights on for us up here? That'd be great. Well, good evening, everyone. It's going to be an exciting night. I'm not going to preach for a long time at all. I'm just going to give a basic summary on what I spoke on last Sunday night concerning water baptism, just to refresh us and just to see, because a lot of times we think water baptism is just for when we initially first get saved. Well, that is true. But we'll, as we looked at a lot of scripture last week, we can see there's a lot of things that happen when we get water baptized. It's like when we get filled with the Holy Ghost, we shouldn't have just a one-time experience. It's something that we regularly should be filled with the Spirit. You know, when we repent of sin and we give our life to Christ, God forgives us. But how many of you know there's plenty more times we need to have his blood cleanse us from sin in our daily walk? Well, the same with water baptism. It's not some religious thing where you have to have it done. I was baptized, I've been baptized about 4 or 5 times as a minister. And the last time was about 7 years ago when I was working with Clark Taylor and another revivalist. The thing was growing 80 to 100 people a week. It grew from nothing to 1,000 in 10 weeks, and that's not exaggerating. And we had a lot of water baptism. We just bought a big pool and at the side of the church there, and we'd get water baptized, just line 2 up, and you just wave your hand or lay hands on people. They'd just fall into the water, and of course there'd be helpers there to catch them. But there was just a mass of bodies just lying all over the grass, And so you just got to be open tonight. Just don't see it as, oh, water might be a bit cold, or it's not warm enough, or it's too warm. Forget about all that. Don't hurry and think you've got to get in the tank because there's so many people. I don't care if it goes till 3 in the morning. It shouldn't. We should get it over and done with fairly quickly. But I'm not going to rush it. We're doing this in a revival spirit. We're not just trying to get a whole lot of people dunked for the sake of it. But in just a summary, an overview of the baptism in water, we looked at last Sunday that it leads, when you get water baptized, it can lead to revelation in the realms of glory. When you get water baptized, you can have visions and the heavens can open up and you can receive things from the realms of glory. And of course, the scriptural thing is Matthew 3, verse 16. When Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan by his cousin John, and when he came up out of the water, the heavens opened, the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove, and the Father said, the booming voice of an audible voice from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Now the Bible says that we do get water baptized to follow the Lord. And so it's not an option. If we're Christians, we need to get water baptized. We make a choice if we want to get baptized into a revival spirit. And some of you haven't been planning to get baptized tonight, even though a lot of you are. There'll be others who want to do it because as the service goes on, there'll be an anointing for water baptism. And people's lives are going to really change. To some people, we'll get you to testify, but you're just going to have to trust me to be led by the Spirit before I get to say a few things before you get in the water. Can't do it with everybody, otherwise we'll be here till next week. But trust me in who I feel. Should just give a little testimony beforehand. But the second thing that water baptism does, well, we just said it. It's not an option, it's a command. You can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Where 3,000 people stopped Peter preaching and said, what must we do to be saved? And he said, repent, change the way you think, turn around, make a choice to go after God 100% and get baptized in water now. These days of classes, of learning about water baptism and not getting baptized till it's 6 months later, a year later, it's a whole lot of hogwash. It's sacrilegious, actually, in my opinion. It should be immediate, wherever possible. Now, of course, I major on this because I'm more of an evangelist, and it's a grace of my life for these sort of things to happen. So it's not a telling off. It's just a saying we need to get people. As people start to get saved here more and more, then you'll be getting water baptized in the first week or so, at least, if not right there and then. Also, when we get water baptized, it can release supernatural suddenlies in the Holy Ghost. Supernatural suddenlies can take place. Where do you get that from? Well, the Bible says in Acts chapter 8, verse 6, it talks about the eunuch and Philip. Philip had just brought a great revival to a city in Samaria, which most Bible theologians say was around 50 to 80,000 people. And it says there was great joy in the whole city because of the miracles that were taking place and healings. And great joys in the city because so many people, practically the whole city, got saved. Then the apostles came in to get them filled with the Holy Ghost, to get churches planted. And Philip went down to from a great mass revival just to witness to one person on the side of a road. Jumped up on his chariot. He happened to be reading the book of Isaiah about Jesus. And Philip said, well, this is about the Christ. And so they were going past a little pond, whatever. And the eunuch said, well, you know, I want to get water baptized now. Philip said, okay. He baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, and when they came up out of the water, Philip was snatched away in the spirit and appeared 40 miles down the road at Azotus and kept on preaching the gospel. Supernatural suddenlies can happen. So if we baptize one of you, you don't come up and you're gone, you might find yourself in China somewhere. Who knows? But the point what I'm saying, friends, isn't just the translating of the spirit being translated. It's to be open for supernatural suddenlies. God can change people's lives. He can birth great ministries. He can supernaturally heal you. Angels could appear to you. Whatever. He can do these things. I've seen it many times. Word of God says it, and I've seen it in experience. Also, when we come up out of the water, a great sign is that all our sins are left behind us and we rise to a new life. Now, these are all symbolic. Because some people have asked the question, well, if I'm the fifth one in, look at all those four people with their sins in the water. I don't want them on me. Don't worry, there's no sins in that water after you get up. It's a symbolic, figurative thing where you're following the Lord through the waters of baptism and God will honor your faith. Well, I suppose it's a logical question to ask if you're a new Christian. Will all my people's sins be in that water? No, they won't be. Don't worry. That'll be dead in Christ. You'll find that in Acts chapter 22, verse 6, anyway, about our sins being left behind and what it means. And then, lastly, we find that as soon as we get saved, we need to be baptized immediately because it leads to various things. In the tank, once you get baptized, it can lead to the joy of the Lord breaking out. So don't be surprised if you come up laughing. Don't be surprised before you get in the tank. You're already drunk in the spirit. I wouldn't be surprised if we have bodies laying all over the stage here because you'll get up out of the water, you'll be too drunk to go downstairs in the Holy Ghost. And if, you know, don't worry about it. If you come up out of the water and you're absolutely plastered, well, just lay down on the floor for a while. It's all right. The carpet will get over it. And it leads to great joy. Also, this is what also water baptism does. And I'll give you the scripture for it in a minute. It gets us into people's homes where fellowship and friendship develops. Because if you look at the Philippian jailer, when he was about to kill himself because the angel of the Lord, you know, shook the jail cell and he thought of the jailers that escaped. Paul said, don't kill yourself. Anyway, he made friends with the Philippian jailer, went to his house, and it said he sat and ate a meal with the Philippian jailer and all his household. And they had fellowship together. And there was great joy there. That's what it said. You can read it in Acts chapter 16, starting at verse 32. So it led to fellowship. It led to great joy. It led to communicating. And then it was also, why? Because he was telling all the people, and the Philippian jailer was, he's telling his family what great things the Lord had done for him. He was about to commit suicide, and instead he gave his life to Jesus Christ. Now that word household, in various translations in the Greek, means up to 50 people. A household means that a man lived in his house with his wife and kids, and his mum and dad were next door, his grandparents were next door to that, his uncles and aunties. And so a lot of families used to live in the community together. So he got the community of his family extended family into his house, telling him this great experience. They all came to Jesus and all got baptized together. And there's great joy. So from people getting baptized tonight, no doubt some of you brought family members tonight. No doubt there's people here who think this is what in the world's going on here. It's like a rock and roll concert, you know, because maybe the first time you've been in church. Well, hang on to your seats, because God's out to get you tonight. In love, of course. You see, this is one huge soul-saving machine, and we're focusing right in on you. Not literally, don't worry. But you see, we're talking about eternal life here, friends. This is not some religious show. Christ is very, very real. You got 70, 80, 90, 100 years to live down here. Then the rest of your life is in eternity. And you make a choice tonight whether it's with Christ or in hell. It's very blunt, but there's no options. There's no purgatory. There's no halfway place. There's no place for half good, half bad people. And they just don't live in hell, but they don't live in heaven. It's heaven or hell. I don't care what religion has taught you. It's a bunch of rubbish. The Bible is very, very clear. It's appointed unto man once to die. And then there's the judgment. And you're going to live forever, whether you like it or not. But you make a choice, whether it's with Jesus Christ or it's in the other place. Well, I don't believe in hell. Well, you will when you get there, and it'll be too late. But my job tonight isn't to tell you about hell. I want to major on the fact that God's got incredible destinies for you. It's not a life of ease. You don't give your life to Jesus, then skip from cloud 9 to cloud 10 and cloud 11 with a little harp, you know, and everything's just so nice with you and Jesus. But I can tell you, he'll fill you with peace and joy and love. He'll give you an ability to get through anything you need to face in this life. He'll always forgive you when you blow it. He'll never let you go. He'll never let you down. And you will succeed because you've already won in Christ. That's the promise he makes. So anyhow, that's my little spiel, and that's it. Good that I finished, or good? I know, I'm just teasing you. Wow. Wonderful to see so many of you on Mother's Day. That shows me hunger in people's hearts. When answer water baptism or serves. You Americans are like that, actually. In Australia, you can organize or announce things like this and you'll still get the normal crowd out, if that. But in America, I notice you respond. If it's in the Holy Ghost, if it's good stuff, you'll respond to an investment like a water baptismal service. I would dare say if we put on the signs and wonders meetings, people would come for that. Americans seem to respond if they know what they're coming to. Makes perfect sense when you think about it. But I'm telling you, you're not going to go away disappointed tonight. We've tried to get the water as warm as we can for you. If it's a little bit cold, don't worry about it. Holy Ghost is going to warm you up. Amen. Now what we're going to do is, you know, you're not all going to come forward. We'll just get 20 at a time, I think. And you just come up here, and then I'll instruct you from there. And then you go through that door once you've been baptized. If you get out there, you might be on here somewhere. And you just go downstairs, and they'll direct you to where you can get changed. But when you get changed, please don't go downstairs and fellowship. Come straight back into the meeting and watch all your other brothers and sisters in Christ. Yeah. Because there's an anointing going to be released here. Now listen, some of you are new converts and you're getting water baptized for the first time. There's pastors getting baptized here tonight. There's church leaders getting baptized. I think, what's the point of that? Because as the Spirit of God starts to move, it's like you're getting baptized into this change, into this revival that is happening. And as Vaughan just explained so ably a few minutes ago, it's perfectly biblical. So put your religious mind into gear. And just see the good things that God wants to bring out of this. I believe that we'll be having water baptism service at least once a month. I really do, because there's going to be so many getting saved, so many backsliders being restored. In fact, I feel that evangelistic thrust right now. Just close your eyes for a moment. I want to ask if there's anybody here who is backslidden. All eyes to be closed. There's nothing spiritual about that. But what a time. I might ask you again in about half an hour from now, throughout the night, I'll just ask, does people want to come to Christ? Now listen, coming to Christ isn't a belief in God. Most people have a belief in God. But a belief in God is not going to get you to heaven. A belief in God is not going to give you an assurance that you're a child of God. It's accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's inviting Jesus into your life, into your spirit. And then peace comes into your heart and joy. And you begin to learn to live the life Christ wants you to live. And it's the most incredible thing you could ever do. You may have been a person who's once a Christian, once serving Christ, but the world got the better of you and your own desires got the better of you, and now you hardly go to church at all, and you know you're not living for Christ at all, and you can feel like, oh boy, I'm not talking about getting back to church, I'm talking about coming back to Jesus, and the rest will take care of itself. But I want to challenge people here, right before we start this water baptismal service, is there anybody here? Before, so you know I'm not tricking you, I'm going to ask you to lift your hand, and then I'm going to get you to come out the front, because I want to meet with you. I want to get my hands on you and lead you to Christ. But what an atmosphere to do this in. This is not like being at Walmart and you're coming to give your life to Jesus and there's hundreds of unsaved all around. 90%, if not more, of people here tonight are all Christians. So you don't have to be insecure. You don't have to feel funny about it. And you don't have to have the full knowledge in your brain of what's happening. You see, you've got to put your head into neutral. You've got to drop from your head into your heart. Because that's where the conviction is, that uneasy, agitating feeling of, oh, I've got to make a decision here. I know I've got to come to Christ. I know I've got to lay my life down and follow him. I don't have enough Bible knowledge to understand what it means, but I know enough to know that Jesus Christ died for my sins on the cross, that Jesus Christ wants me to rise to new life in him, and I'm going to do it. And this is the best atmosphere to do it. If there's anybody here who is backslidden, or you want to come back to Jesus Christ, or you want to come to Jesus, slip up your hand right now and say, Steve, that's me. I want to come to Christ right now. Come on, put your hand up right now. Bless you. I see your hand there. You know, see your hand up the back. See the hand up there. Come on, there's more. There's 3 or 4 people here so far. Just lift up your hand high enough so I can see it. I can see your hands up there, girls. Yeah, I can see your hand there. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. There's people here coming to Christ for the first time. And I guess there's a mixture of backsliders being there. If my numbers, that's great. That's 5 or 6, maybe 7 people. Come on, there's other people I can feel. The Holy Ghost is on you. You're feeling that stirring. Give your life. Surrender it to Jesus Christ. I can promise you this much. You won't be disappointed. Slip up that hand right now and say, I want to come to Jesus Christ. Keep your hand down if you've already lifted it up. But if you haven't, put it up now. That's the way. Come on. Yes, I see your hand there. Wonderful. Anybody else? Anybody else? Lift up that hand. So I want to come to Jesus right now. I see your hand there. I can see. Yeah, I saw your hand earlier, dear lady. Now what I'm going to ask those people to do, I want everyone to put up your hands right now. I want you to stand and quickly come to the front. You know you're not being tricked. I told you I'd do this. Just stand up now and come to the front quickly, right now. Come on. All those ones. There's at least 7 of you. You put up your hands. Please come. Yeah, let's give them a hand of praise. Good on you. That's wonderful. There's still a few more. Put up your hands. Don't be embarrassed. Just come. I'm not going to embarrass you and make you come out. But you put up your hand. You might as well do the rest. Just get out here. Come. Come. Come on. Anyway, it's great to see you guys here. You know, you won't be disappointed. You really won't. I'm just going to lead you in a prayer. For some of you, well, you see, to me, whether you're a backslider being restored or whether you're coming to Christ for the first time, it's the same thing to me. It's the same thing. We're either living for Jesus or we're not. And I can promise you a wonderful peace is about to come in your bodies. If I can have a few helpers standing behind them, I'm going to lead you in a prayer and I want you to repeat a few things after me. And I'm just going to simply lay my hand upon you. And if you feel a bit wobbly because the power of God will come on you, don't worry. Someone will just help you to the floor and just enjoy yourself down there. Okay? So you've got to explain things to people. So just close your eyes. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I call upon your name and I invite you into my life. Thank you that you've now come into my life. You've forgiven me of all my sins. Be my Lord. Help me to live for you. In Jesus' name. Father, just lift your hands in front of you. It's just a sign of surrender to God. Just keep your eyes closed. I'm just going to lay my hand upon your head and just let that wonderful presence of Jesus come over you right now. That's it. Let it go through. That's wonderful. Oh, that's that presence of God. I can see it all over you. Just let it go through you. That's nice. Dear lady, I can feel it all over you too. Best way to catch people to stand right up close to them. Let them drop on your shoulder and just go down on your knees with them, and it's a lot easier. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you for healing her body the other night. Thank you now she's making a public declaration of her faith in you. In Jesus' name. Might say, why do they fall down? Well, they couldn't stand up. I've got an electric buzzer in my hand there. It's called the Holy Ghost. That's amazing, you know, isn't it? Leon just said to us during the week, a couple weeks ago, start making altar calls. Since we started making altar calls, five came out Friday night. There's a couple, one or two this morning. We've won another five odd tonight. And you see, it's just the beginning. People are going to start to get saved on the streets. They're going to get saved everywhere. As soon as you set your heart towards evangelism, remember, for those who have been coming to the revival meetings, we've been saying for the last few weeks now, this revival is going to turn to signs, wonders, and miracles, and lots of people starting to get saved. We've entered into that era now. We've entered it. Just look around all the people here tonight. We've entered into it. Now, we've got to keep it going now by just getting out there and bringing them in. Getting out there, bringing them in. And don't let your mind think, well, I thought some of these people were already saved. How do you know? How do you know what God does in people's lives? We don't. All we know is if they're coming out to respond, to come back to Christ or give their life to Christ, we lead them and see their lives change. Well, you guys can stay on the floor as long as you like. How do I know when to get up off the floor? When you feel the presence of God lifting off you. When you feel it lightening, you just get up. Till then, have a nice time. Well, I think we'll have the first 20 people. Did you want to say something, Vaughn?
Can I just mention to the leaders in the house, we've got a new group of leaders that we're gathering together. We had a meeting this morning, our second on Sunday morning, about 50 people. Leaders, I want you all to take note of what's happening here, because we want to see baptisms in our small groups. We want to see baptisms in life groups. Is everybody hearing me? Anybody can baptize anybody. Hallelujah. This is not some religious rite that only belongs to the great ordained. So therefore, I want you to watch, Steve. I want you to listen. I want you to take heed, because you will be blessed.
Yeah, look, if anybody wants to come up and close, it's going to be on the big screen too. Is that right, you guys up there? Has that been organized? Well, it was going to be on the screen up there, I'm pretty sure. If someone knows what they're doing up there, put it up there, that'd be great. And if you just want to come closer to watch what's going, you're more than welcome to. And that's it. Not everybody getting baptized, just you guys. Don't worry, we'll get to everybody. And you can sit around if you like, because it might take a while to get to you. Where's the guys? Oh, they're in the pool. How's the water? It's cold, is it? It's freezing. You're going to get hypothermia when you go in there, but don't worry. I'm teasing you. It's going to be all right. It's going to be good. Well, you're the first. Come. Now, what I want you to do, everybody just be quiet and just watch. It's not a time to socialize. To treat this real seriously. That'd be great. Just go in and stand on the last step. No. Oof. Don't go in just yet. I'm just going to simply blow the anointing on you, and these guys are going to catch you. But make sure they go right under the water, guys. Now, you're going to have a real experience with God. You hear me? Baptize you into the name of Jesus Christ right now. Now, put his face under. He didn't go under. That's wonderful. He's all right. He's just under the power of God. Yeah. Put the towel around him. Next. Who's next? Just do the same thing. Just stand on the last step. The guys will catch you, don't worry. No, go down one more step. That's it. Just make sure their heads go right under, guys. Don't push them under, just, you know. Now, listen, this is real. Stretch your hands towards these people. This is wonderful. Father, we just thank you. Who knows what revelation you can give to my dear friend right now. I can see the glory of God in this pool, I tell you what. Father, just touch you with that presence of God right now. And I baptize you into the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, whatever you want to say, it's real anyway. Thank you, Father. Most of them, when as they get up the steps, they'll get drunk. That's what's happening. Perhaps we could have a couple of guys helping these people out. It's a bit much just for one man. So we could have one other strong man just helping here. And just what? It's all right. Just be patient. Hey? It's pretty strong. Okay, next, please. Here she is. Oh, that's wonderful. There you go. Jesus is going to keep going down. Another step. Just help her down there, guys. Just keep getting her down. It's okay. They've got you, so you don't have to worry. One more step. Now just let her go. Look at me. We baptize you in Jesus' name. Remember to take a deep breath when you go down. Give the Lord a hand. That's wonderful. Next. Father, we can have a few of the intercessors speaking in tongues. That'd be great. We baptize you in Jesus' name. It affects everybody in different ways. Next one. Hey, next. If I can have someone tell him to come up straight away. Jesus' mighty name. Little Jonah. Noah. He came up to me last night. Was it the night before? After the meeting, I was just sitting on the front row, and he said, hey, would you pray for me? I said, yeah, what do you want? He says, I want to give my life to Jesus. So he came, gave his life. Now, he's been brought up in a Christian family, but they've still got to make that personal commitment. Just stand on that first step, Jonah. One more. Noah. Maybe he's meant to be Jonah. No, he's not, isn't he? Noah, look at me. We baptize you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now he's out to it now. That's... What's your son been drinking, Johnny? Josh? Next. It's Daniel. Another one of the Ortmans. No, it's not. This is Daniel. One more. Look at me, Daniel. We baptize you in Jesus' name. Receive it now in Jesus' mighty name. Touch him with the power of God. Oh. The anointing is so strong up here, friends. I can hardly stand. If they're a bit wobbly, just tell them to lie down. Next one. God bless you. Hey, this is not a show, friends. This is very real. Face me. Jesus is going to powerfully use you. That's it. The guys will catch you. Just face me. Baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it now. It's yours. Mighty Jesus. See, it hits them as they come up. It's very strong, isn't it? I think she'll be okay. Nobody's gone downstairs yet. Oh, it doesn't matter. They can all lie on the floor. Another one of the Ortmans. Little Hannah. See, you're not Jonah. You're Hannah. I knew that. Face me. That's the way. In Jesus, baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ now. Here we go. Jesus Christ. It is so funny because I can see their faces. Oh yeah, you can see that there. How you doing there? There, she's getting full of joy, this one. Just turn around when you get down there. We baptize you into the name of Jesus Christ. Now, touch your breath. There she goes. Hey, what are you feeling in there, Bob?
It's real strong in here.
What? Joe's BO or the anointing? Okay, guys. She's laughing her little head off. Hello. I'm not spending too much time because it's pretty cold in there. Once they come up out of the water, it's okay. That's when the anointing's hitting them. It's warm, is it? Oh, it's not too bad, is it? Oop. So you can stay there. It's all right. Just look at me. We baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Yeah, it's marvelous. Next. Here we go. Young Faye. Fran. Oh, God. One of these days I'll get it right. You're going to get the glory of God while you're in there. Baptize you in Jesus' name. Here we go. Everybody all right out there? It hits them as they come to the water. Yeah. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go down to the last step. Just stand on the last step. Bob will tell you where. One more. Everything is going to change in your life totally. And that devil's going to be released from your life who's been hounding it for years. We baptize you in the name of Jesus now. It's yours. Don't be in a hurry. The Holy Ghost is all over you. I'd put it on the floor. Thanks, John. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You're so good. Last step. One more. One more. Baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now. Fill it with the Holy Ghost. Fill it with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. She's going to need to go on the floor. Put her right over the other side. Is that all the people getting baptized? Goodness me. This is the bands. You believe Jesus died on the cross for you? We baptize you in the name of Jesus. Now, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Next. What, go a couple more down. It's here. Power of God. They are getting so drunk up here. Hey, yeah. Throw them over the side. I wonder if that's easier. Hey man, God's going to go down a couple of steps. One more. God's going to greatly use your life, man. Greatly. This is going to be a life-changing experience for you. He's already going, so go. Whoops. Fred just got it. Oh, I'm having good fun anyway. Come on, Davey. This guy had his first words of knowledge at the school last week. Never been used by God before, and four people responded, and they all went under the power of God. God's going to greatly use you, Dave, and you're going to have a mighty experience right now. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. He's all right. Next, look at these. Oh, Pa getting baptized. Yeah, give him a hand. Go down to the last step. Just listen to Bob here. Yeah. Hey, your life is nowhere near over. You're going to be greatly used by God, man. You're going to see the glory realm. You're going to see it. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now. Thank you, Father. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Yes. No, we can't help it. This is good fun. Here you go. This lady moved all the way from Texas to be a part of this revival. Is that right? Yes. One more step. And you're not going to be disappointed. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, you should come here, Vaughn. This is so funny up here, man. Oh. It's so strong up here, man. Look at you guys. Here it comes. Hey, hang on. When did you give your life to Jesus, man?
What is that? 3 months ago, like a couple weeks. I don't know.
What do you want? Where'd you get saved? You get saved here?
No, here. Yeah.
He hasn't looked back since. He's prophesying and he's got the call of God all over his life. And you're going to go a step further tonight. You got the call of God to the nations, man. One more step. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Put him over the side. Give it. Wonderful. Here we go. Oh, strong up here, isn't it? One more step. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost right now. Wonderful. Let's just all stand and give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm telling you. Come on, stand to your feet. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Just a minute, Dave. You can just take your seat for a minute. This guy has only been saved about a month. I think Vaughn led you to Jesus. Tell us about that. Just turn my music down a bit, thanks.
Sorry?
When did you give your life to Jesus?
About 5 weeks ago. Actually, I don't even know now. I just like I can't even think.
He had a marvelous experience the other day. Tell us about that, about what happened while you were just at the front here.
It was 2 nights ago, or in the middle of worship. The whole room cleared around me. You were all here, but just shadows. And I had three angels around me that were 13 feet tall. And it was just absolutely miraculous. I couldn't imagine. It was just.
It's crazy. Wonderful day. Now, he's a pilot, he's a professional sailor and a boat builder, so water's not going to be strange to him. Just the very last one. One more. You're going to have an incredible experience, man. Those angels are your three angels God's given you. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Get on your man. It's wonderful. Fred the Mopper. We're sorry about this, but we... Next. Now, this lady gave her life to Jesus when I was at Don's church, Pastor Don's church a couple of weeks ago. A wonderful experience, wasn't it? She came out to get healed, and she got healed and most importantly saved. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And you're going to live for Jesus for all the rest of your days, man. Her friend got saved with her, but she's working tonight, so she can't be here. You're going to have a marvelous experience with God right now. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Fill her with the Holy Ghost right now. Fill her with the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Jesus. Man, so kiddy. Oh, my goodness. Is that the line for the water baptisms? You can sit down for a while if you want. You don't have to. Never look at the back of a line. I know, I'm excited. It doesn't bother me. Keep walking down. Keep going until Bob says stop. You're going to have a marvelous experience with God. We baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost now. Realms of glory. Realms of glory. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. There you go. Right down to the last step there. Just lift your hands. Stretch your hands towards us, dear lady friends. Come on, all you out there. Stretch your hands. Father, give her a great experience in the realms of glory. Baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yeah, let's clap to the Lord. He's wonderful. He's mighty. He's mighty. Thank you, Jesus. You're all getting great experiences, but pretty soon there's going to be a wave of power just hit some of you. It's going to be the next wave of bodies all over the carpet. I can feel it coming. One more step. You're going to be greatly used by God. Just lift your hands. And when you come out of the water, God's going to heal your body too. I don't know what's wrong with it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, it's yours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you're getting water baptized, listen to me. When you're getting water baptized, don't be in a hurry to get up. It's okay. We're doing well for time. It doesn't matter. We've devoted this whole night to this. Don't feel like you've got to rush to get out of the tank, because you can short circuit what God's doing here. Look at old Xavier. All the water's going on him. He's still... We're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Baptize you into this revival now in Jesus' awesome name. There it goes. There it goes. Thank you, Jesus. Now, put her under. She didn't go under. That's the way. Yeah. The word baptism means full immersion. Doing well, you guys. How you going there, Joe? Is it cold in there? Are you all right? Oh, here we go. This is David's mother. Go right down to the last step. This is so real. You enjoying it out there? One more. Yeah, just turn me. The Holy Ghost is going to... He's going to hit you so strong now. Just lift both your hands. These guys all got you, don't worry. Now, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Just take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. She wants to go again. Jesus. Jesus. Can you all hear me out there above the music? Okay. I just prefer the music to be in the background. That's God. He's laying in all the water, this guy. Now, we'll be very gentle with this guy. You're going to be fine. We'll look after you, man. Don't worry. He's right. Just tell him to go to the very bottom. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way with him. Just you guys, just bring him down under the water. Just want to respect the fact. Yeah, they'll do that. Man. Just there. I want you guys just to put him down. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Just do it, guys. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now he's getting it. Huh? Oh, okay. Which arm was that? That one? Oh, at least his head went under. I didn't even see that. Nah. He's taking me all his effort to get in here. How you doing there, see you? Give him a hand. That's wonderful. We give you a hand, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Mighty Jesus. That wave of power is coming in here. Hey, whoa, whoa, mate, waiting. What's your name there? You got set free the other night. What's your name? Clint. Come over here, Clint. Just a minute. This guy's life was really changed. I know he's getting baptized, but he got real. And I said to him tonight, his countenance has changed. In the school of the Spirit, I just saw something lurking in his soul. It was just a discernment gift operating, and he got mightily set free from demonic strongholds. Do you feel different?
My life is totally different now. I got up and I have to say I didn't believe in these things 100%. But when I went down and I got up, I was changed, and I'm different now. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Next. There you go. Power of God's so strong, man. One more step. That's it. You're right there. Now just relax. We baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Touch her and fill her with God. Fill her with God. Jesus' name. Here comes Davey. Baptized in the Holy Ghost and revival spirit. One more. Your life will never be the same again, Dave. Something in your countenance is going to change from this night forward. And everyone's going to notice. I don't know what, but something's going to change. Something's going to break. Jesus, awesome name. Thank you, Jesus. Another one. Baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, it's yours. Oh. Absolute change, Lord Jesus. Your past has been left behind. Rise to newness of life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Choo-choo train. There you go. One, two, three. Keep going down. They go down another few steps yet. Don't worry, they've got you. They won't let you. As much. That's it. Just stay there. Just lift your hands. We baptize you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Right now. Right now. Here it goes. Don't be scared of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God they're not all getting slain in the Spirit. We'd be here till 3 a.m. All right, Lord. Put that mantle back on now. Just kick it. Yeah. I asked God to lift it for a few minutes so we could get through the bulk. Now it's coming back again pretty strong. Just take your hands off them until she falls down, guys, in the water. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost. Now, she just let her have a few minutes. She's getting drunk. Feels good, doesn't it? Just keep concentrating on the meaning, guys. Don't be talking out there, please. It's exciting. Just lift your hands. Baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, that awesome power of God. That awesome power of God. Just turn that music off for a minute. Let's just all stand. Let's just sing. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died and rose again. Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna in the name of Jesus. Jesus died and rose. One more time. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb. Hello, darling. Was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died. We baptize you in the name of the Father. Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died. Hosanna, Hosanna. God's going to greatly use your life, sir. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. Hosanna. Mansaka babrish to get a vena, mensh to get a vende. Reba babra babush to get a venka bambabasti. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God. Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died and rose again. Thank you, Jesus. Right down to that last step. Keep going. One more. That's it. God's going to mightily touch you. Let go of my hand. Just lift your hands to Jesus. Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost now. In Jesus' mighty name. Right now. Thank you, Lord. The power of God. The power of God. The power of God. Pussy, I am. Just give him the words, Don. Just give him the words. What the Lord has done for me. Come on, Heather. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb. Right down. Two more steps to go. One. Another one. Your life will never be the same again, Heather. The power of God all over you. You're going to see realms of glory. Now. Whoa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the poor say, I am rich. Blind say, I can see. What the Lord has Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna. You're going to have a mighty experience, man. One more step, one more step, one more step. Hand of God is all over you, man. Father, we baptize this wonderful man in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Give him a hand. Let's give the Lord a hand. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Manta kabo repebe. Jesus, Jesus. Mightily filled with the Holy Ghost. Full of faith and full of power. In Jesus' name. Give me a drink of water. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. He's out. I'd put him on the floor. He's out to it. Hosanna. Oh, thanks, sweetie. Hosanna. Hosanna. Next. Keep worshiping the Lord now. Hosanna. We baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost right now. In Jesus' name. Never to be the same again. Joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Hosanna. My shoes are getting wet. And you two guys enjoying this? Hosanna. Hosanna, Jesus died. You better lay her down too. Hosanna. Hosanna. To the river I will go and do the same. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Do you know the second verse to that? Oh, we'll just make one up. I think it goes something like, into the river I will go, into the saving arms of God, and I will rise from waters deep. La, 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 la. Hosanna. Baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's getting it. Thank you, Jesus. Hosanna. Hosanna. Just let him experience it for a few minutes. I put him down on the ground for a minute. Hosanna. Jesus died. Next. This is wonderful. This is marvelous. Thank you. Another step. You're another one. God's going to mightily use you. That's all right. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Marvelous Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hosanna to the Lamb. Hosanna. Yeah. God's going to give you your answers when you come up. Come up out the water. One more step. Father, give this man the realms of your glory right now. Baptize you into the name of Jesus now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It is so strong up here, man. You guys were having good fun. Yeah. Thanks. These guys are doing a good job. Next, please. Keep the word. Keep the worship going. It's bringing the anointing stronger and stronger. Any simple song, I don't care. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we baptize you. Now, in Jesus' name. Grows again. Hosanna. You better put her on the floor too. Oh. She's all right. Hosanna. Andra. That's pretty cool. Hosanna. You can see your bald head. That's good. Hosanna. I'm wet through. Hosanna. Who cares? Hosanna. Jesus died. How many of you are in agreement with me? This is real. This is real. I don't sense any skepticism at all here tonight. Little another one. One more step. Just lift your hands to Jesus. Let the absolute power of God touch this wonderful lady. And Father, we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost now, in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Oh. Oh. Maybe somebody can. Is she too hit? Might need a couple of guys here. Oh, God. Fred the Mop Man. Next. Bless you, man. It's wonderful. That evangelist anointing is going to come upon you stronger, man. For international, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hey. Look at him. That's funny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One more, that's it. You'll be all right. It's warm. Just look at me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we baptize you now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Next. My now, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Within you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, get on you, man. This is great. Baptize him into this revival, God, in Jesus' name. I tell you what, this Jamaica thing, you're going to see miracles happen through your hands. It's going to be happening. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The power of God. That's funny. Now the wifey. Both you and your husband have got tremendous calls on your life. May your life come into new dimensions right now. New dimensions. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. You had a tremendous anointing on your life, man. No one more step. You are going to get so full of God right now. I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name, right now. He was falling the wrong way. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. He's having a mighty touch of God. Thank you, Jesus. Look at him. He's just laying right down the floor. Now we have Tony. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We baptize you, Tony. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that revival spirit's going to come on you from this night forward. Now, in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Manta karavisti karabisti. Shikarababro televisti kamandai. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's wonderful, man. Get on your cliff. Right to the bottom step, man. Just one more. That's the way. You're going to have a mighty experience. God's. You're going to go to the nations as a preacher of the gospel, man. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost right now. Let's just leave him for a few minutes. He's having a great experience. It's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that. That's amazing. Next. Thank you, Jesus. Yep, one more. Just lift your hands and relax. Power of God, touch this wonderful lady. Let her enter into the realms of glory as we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Next. Next. Oh. Get on your dial. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Arise to great things in God. Now. Now. In Jesus' name. It's all right. It's getting delivered. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look at my trousers. Hey? He got your nose. So, you all right? Both with baby and her Lord. Baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rain down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your awesome power, Lord. Your mighty power. Lift your hands, Father. Touch my wonderful friend. Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now. Now. Pastor Don. We baptize you into this revival in power, going the nations in glory, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, now, in Jesus' awesome name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They're slammed out. All right, who's next? Alice. You're going to be baptized into a revival spirit in Jesus' name. The power of God. Is your nose all right? Oh, here comes Sal. I have baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Ah. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning. Oh man, he's here. No turning back. Oh, look at all the water. Oh God. Look at all the water. Next. Yes. New beginnings. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Who's next? How you doing? You're going to get what you're looking for. God's going to give you the light. Look at me. Jesus is very real. Lift your hands. Father, touch this wonderful lady. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No turning back. Next. G'day, Brian. You look like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, another one. You're going to be baptized in this Holy Ghost revival, man. Thousands of souls. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost now. Now. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Signs and wonders and miracles. Gifts. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. I cross before me. Thank you, Jesus. A mighty experience in God, Lord. A mighty experience. I baptize you into the name of Jesus Christ right now. Now, in Christ's name. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. They're so drunk when they come up. It's amazing. Does anybody else? You better come now. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful lady. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, baptized in the Holy Ghost revival. Now, 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 right now, right now. Master Cup of Ebbe, she got immense to come under. Just let her have a minute. She's getting touched by God.
Mansa kabam blusti kere vesti kere bende. Ramos vesti kere bensi kabam blusti kere manda. Malabansa kiri besti sti kiri bepi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you better put it on the ground. Let it rest on the ground. Baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost now in Jesus' name. And heal her deaf ears now. Heal her. Heal her, Lord Jesus Christ. Right now. Right now.
Praise God. Now get quiet on me now. Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Next. Touch this wonderful lady with the power of God. Let that great anointing come upon her now in Jesus' name. Right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Right down to the bottom step. One more step. One more. Just lift your hands. We baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Never the same again. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Is that it? These two. Fred, the mop but man. Oh wow, this place is a mess, isn't it? Right to the bottom step. Live your hands, Fred. We baptize you into this revival because you're going to take it to the nations. Now! Now, let him go for a couple minutes. Just let him. It's what are they doing? They just baptize themselves. They just did themselves. Come. Just three more steps. One, One more. Just lift your hands. Baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Oh, someone turned it off, did they? Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Is that it?
Well, thank you, Jesus.
I'll tell you what, the power of God's here. Now, that's the beginnings of it. When you do water baptisms like this, they get stronger and stronger because everyone's getting the idea of it now. We weren't expecting so much mess, but that's all right. We'll learn from it all. Before we close, I just want to pray for people who've come here with sickness in your body tonight. Hey, we've had about 5 come to Christ. We've had, 74 baptized?
74.
That's marvelous. It's not too late. If I'm here, I know there's some more of you out there wanting to get baptized. You need to swallow your pride and just come. Just come. I'm telling you. You need to do it. Who? Come on. There's an anointing here for it. There's an anointing. Here we go again, boys. Look at this guy, suit and all. Yeah. Don't want to strangle yourself. Get on your buddy. Get on your man. 2 more steps. You won't be disappointed, man. God's going to touch you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God. The power of God all over him. Get on your man. You won't regret it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Now. If these guys can get in their clothes, so can you. Just tell them to stand up. One more step, that's it. We baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That God's power rest upon you now in Jesus' name. Fill him, Lord. Fill him, fill him. Fill him, Lord. Oh, he's out to it. He's out to it. Ah. Oh. Oh, Maria, get on you. 2 more steps. 1, 2, there you go. You know, God's baptized you into this revival. You're going to be mightily used by God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You get ready because the soles of your feet are going to tread on many nations, ministering the gospel in teams. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, right now. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He wants to go, okay. Help Joe will catch you. Thank you for these wonderful men. Give these guys a hand. They're going to do a good job. They baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. Right now. Here it goes. Whoa. He's out. Watch. That's wonderful.
Come on, Joe. Catch yourself, Joe.
Joe, okay. Well, he's already wet. Would you get in there? Thank you for Joe, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being a servant tonight. We baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You're going to go to Africa in power. You're going to come back here in power in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Power of God. Just give the Lord a great shout. Oh, it's marvelous. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we've crossed into another level now, I'm telling you. You watch the amount of people that are going to be saved and healed and filled with the Holy Ghost now. That's it. That's it. Anybody here come tonight for healing, just come here quickly now. You've got sickness in your body. Now we're just going to close the meeting. Because that's what it was all about today, this water baptism. Keep your faith stretched out, reaching out to these people. Thank you, helpers. We just thank you for these wonderful people. Let them all be healed in Jesus' name. Let them all be healed right now. Oof.
Now that we all who have been baptized today, we're following Jesus. We're serving God. We have to know what that means. The devil is going to distract us 10 times harder. 10 times harder. He's going to distract me even more harder than that. And I know it, and I can feel it in my spirit. God want me to just share with all of you, to just stay in the Word, because without the Word, you cannot beat the devil. Can't.
That's good. Now let your healing power flow through these wonderful people, God. God, let them all be healed right now. In Jesus' name, receive your healing now, now, now. Right now. We thank you for everything you've done tonight, Jesus. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Almost 100% of those people were drunk when they came up out of the water. There might have been 2 or 3 out of 70 odd that still were touched, but most of them had an incredible touch from God. You wait, what's going to come out of all this? Thanks, Pastor Vaughn.